You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Good morning. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will bring you programs about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. This is Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative. And it's a beautiful morning outside. It's going to approach 50 degrees from what I understand. So people, wake up. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and let us be glad in it. Today's guest is Father Andrew Smith from Holy Angels Catholic Church. Father Smith, are you on the line?
I'm here, Deacon. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Same here. Can't complain at all.
Well, good. Look, you know, I realized yesterday that it's been a little over 2 years since we last spoke on this show.
Right.
So tell me what you've been doing all this time.
Well, we got a lot going on here at Holy Angels. Things are looking well for us. Our numbers are up at the school.
Excellent.
We might have about around 200 plus students. The church is doing well. You know, we have a wonderful congregation, wonderful choir. And as you preached so eloquently at our first Advent service, we appreciate that, brother. So we just keep an eye, boots to the ground, preaching the gospel, and just doing the best we can in the name of Jesus.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you have one of the best choirs that I've heard, period, hands down. And it's not hard to, you know, share the word when you're inspired by voices like you have, Father. You're really blessed.
I know you know that.
And, you know, the school and its growth, that sounds great because you're not hearing much of that around the Archdiocese as well. You're hearing just the opposite. So that's a blessing.
That's true.
Hopefully I can get around there and we can grab a few of those students and get them involved in the Little League.
That would be excellent. I'm looking forward to working with you on that, Deacon. That would be so good for our children. And we're also getting the Boy Scouts. We're going to start that again. So I had a meeting with the president of the Boy Scouts. So things are looking up here. You know, we got a lot of good things going on. And that is one of them that I just had a meeting a couple of weeks ago about the Boy Scouts returning to Holy Angels.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, maybe we can, you know, work alongside the Boy Scouts as well.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be excellent.
So what does the remainder of your Advent calendar look like?
Tomorrow we have Father Michael Trail from St. Damien. He's going to bring the word. You brought our first word, so he's going to bring our word tomorrow, which is Wednesday.
Okay.
And then Thursday I have school mass, so I'll be at the school at 10 o'clock preaching the mass. And then, you know, with Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to be real busy. So, but hey, it's all good.
Yeah, this is the busy time of the year.
That's
but
right. It's the busy time of the year.
It's also one of the most wonderful times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is really, for me, yeah, I get excited around Christmas. I think I'm still a little kid when it comes to Christmas, man. I'm still ticked off that somebody told me there was no Santa Claus.
Nothing wrong with that, Deacon.
Hey, look here. It was a Carmelite, Father Drew.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was a Carmelite.
We have to let him know we are Mark Carmel, man. You came to Carmel as a boy. If you dare to work and struggle, you leave as a man.
Yeah, I left as a man, but I still wanted to believe in Santa Claus.
I got you.
That, excuse me. But yeah, you know, that's one of those, excuse me again, that's one of those memories that I'll never forget. You know, this was my neighbor. He lived across the street, and he became sort of an idol of mine. And I watched him and grew up with him, you know, playing basketball at St. Felicitas. Then he went to Mount Carmel High School. He was the star player there. And I'm talking about Kevin Eberhardt, for anybody who might know Kevin. Kevin was pretty renowned around Chicago back in the 70s, and he was a great basketball player. But Kevin told me, he said, boy, there is no Santa Claus. I put your bike together. He broke my heart. He broke my heart. Do you have any fond memories like that, or memories you recall as a kid, even, Father Drew?
Well, you know, I think about this time, and I really think about my Catholic education, which has been wonderful for me. I actually attended Holy Angels from the first to the fifth grade, and I transferred to St. Thomas.
I did not know that.
I graduated there, right.
Okay.
So, and I graduated from St. Thomas the Apostle.
Uh-huh.
But my memories... The Carmelite priests, they were always positive men. And, I mean, I can't say that I have any, like, the Christmas memories, but I have those memories of those Carmelite priests instilling the virtues in us, and, you know, and making us strong men and making us follow Jesus Christ and making us love our communities and to build up our community. So that's what I think about all the time when I think about my youth.
You know, and as you're talking, I'm just listening to you, and I'm saying, you know, you are definitely a strong man. And thank God for those Carmelite priests who led the way for you, because I'm sure that had a great influence on what you are today.
Right. That's true. That's true. And I'm all the better for it, and I thank God for it.
Where you
thank God for the memories.
Yeah, and you recently came off a sabbatical too, correct?
Exactly.
So hopefully you got some rest and you've got some more direction from God to give you the strength and perseverance to continue on. I know it's not the easiest thing to be sometimes, a leader of God's flock.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Just share a little bit of that experience with us.
Well, that's an excellent point, Deacon. The thing I believe when I look at the people, you see the faith, and the scripture tells us faith is assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. It is difficult because you have so many different personalities. You have just so many different characters and so many things that are going on. It can really stress you out, and it can get tough sometimes. But on top of that, though, the faith of the people. You see their faith, their endurance, and perseverance, and you know the ultimate truth is God. And so that keeps you going on. It's like the scripture says, that the man who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Yes.
Drew, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to join you in just a few minutes.
Okay, Deacon.
Chicago Catholic school families are receiving a present this Christmas season in the form of tax credit scholarships. Hi, I'm Dr. Jim Riggs, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. The exciting news is that individuals and corporations that donate to tax credit scholarships will receive a 75% state tax credit while providing scholarship aid for students in need. Individual and corporate donors can reserve tax credits beginning January 2nd, but you need to take steps right now. Go to archchicago.org/TCS to guide you through the process. That site also shows you how to apply to receive scholarship money. You can also call 312-534-2617. Keep in mind, individuals can designate their donations to Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic Schools. The website, once again, archchicago.org/TCS or call 312-534-2617. Thank you for helping families in our Catholic schools.
As we celebrate our 100th anniversary, I want to offer a special thank you to the Good Samaritans who support Catholic Charities. I'm Monsignor Mike Boland. We feed, clothe, shelter, and give job counseling to nearly 1 million people each year. Homeless veterans, the elderly, youth, pregnant women, and now grieving survivors of children shot and killed in the streets of Chicago all count on Catholic Charities. See how you can help at CatholicCharities.net. You may be of another faith or no faith, but you have faith in us. Thank you.
If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal the land. Heal our land, Lord, heal our land. The BCI is inviting parishes across the archdiocese and the country to join together in prayer, as we usually do. Our focus and hope is to unite the effort of the church to ask the Father for healing for all division in our country. So, prepare yourselves for January the 14th. Heal our land, Lord, and join us in singing and prayer. You know, we really need our land healed. And Drew, I tell you, you know, just yesterday, I don't know if you saw the news, but it led with a attempted carjacking of an off-duty police officer. At least on Channel 7, it led off with that. And fortunately, the off-duty police officer was armed, and he shot one of the perpetrators.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one that attempted to carjack his car.
Okay.
And, you know, I find it so very interesting that you starting to hear this kind of stuff on a regular basis, these copycat crimes, and I don't get it.
Right.
And as a former police officer, this is something that you, you know, endured and had to face on a daily basis. How do we get past that beyond prayer?
I agree with you, Deacon. I believe that if we just look at the system, you know, we can easily blame the little ones. And I'm talking about an oppressed people. And when people are oppressed, and this is not making excuses for them. They do crazy things that they should not do. That's ridiculous, and it's a shame. And, I mean, I look at it as like, what is wrong with you? But the system is so oppressive. There's not a balance in the economic system. You know, they want to tell us it's fair, but a lot of our people live in ghettos. A lot of our people are strung out on drugs, which drugs we didn't bring into the community. So it's a very complicated situation. But the Most High is going to deliver us out of this thing. But we have to educate our young men to pull their pants up. We have to educate our men to respect one another. We have to educate them about the dignity of human life. That's what I like about Catholic social teaching. It is true. So we just got to keep praying, but we also have to take action with educating people on moral values. But we also have to look at our government and appeal to them about a system that is definitely unfair. So it's real, you know, we have to be honest about the whole situation.
Well, as you said, it's complicated and it's certainly multifaceted of, you know, when you consider the problems that we have. And certainly another big problem is the breakdown of the family, the fact that dad is not in the home. You know, you have no morals and values being taught in some of these homes. And quite honestly, or frankly, our kids, many of them are raising themselves.
That's true.
And maybe that's where the copycat comes in, because, you know, your friend or pal, they think it's fun and games when they don't really get it.
Exactly.
And it's unfortunate because these are young men, real young men that we're talking about, teenagers doing this kind of thing. And, you know, we wouldn't even think of anything like that when we were coming up.
Exactly. It's a lot of hopelessness out there. And when you don't have hope, you don't have a future. You know, and I can understand it when you look at the system that, you know, that locks up a black man and put him in jail, but does not put more in education. So the system is, we really got to look at the system and be honest with ourselves and stop blaming, I want to say blaming the so-called victim or the oppressor or whatever you want to call it, because we definitely have to look at our young men and tell them to do the right thing, but the right thing has not been done to them. And that's just the reality of it all. And we got to be honest with ourselves if we're going to ever solve this problem.
Well, you know, I agree with you totally. I do. And the system itself needs to be overhauled.
Right.
And maybe that means that the people who are behind the system need to be ousted as well, because it's not working. It hasn't worked. And we continue to do the same things that we always done.
Exactly.
So we're going to get the same results.
Exactly.
In fact, it's going to be worse because of the lack of everything else.
Exactly.
Well, I didn't mean to get on this little, you know, drum and beat it, but at the same time, it gets a little frustrating. And
it does.
Last night, it was a little too close for comfort. You know, it was my wife who ended up calling the police to say what happened. Yeah, it happened right across the street from us.
Okay.
So I'm glad that the officer is okay. I'm glad that the young man is alive, because now maybe he will learn a valuable lesson.
Right.
At least he has another day to do that.
Exactly. And you know what, Deacon? I wish nothing but peace, love, and safety for all people. You know, and I'm glad, as you said, that everything worked out all right. It's just difficult times out here. Especially around these holidays, people are just going through so many emotional crises that it's getting crazy. So we definitely pray for peace. We pray for just respect for all humanity. But it is definitely frustrating, sad, and heartbreaking.
Amen, Drew. And yeah, so we're going to ask our listeners to pray for us, to pray
That's
for the
right.
land, pray
That's
for
good.
Healing, pray
Amen.
For healing of individuals who are out here walking lost.
That's true.
And on that note, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
Catholic Charities lends a hand to hurricane victims who fled Puerto Rico for safe haven in Chicago. We talk with Vocations Director Father Tim Monahan about encouraging young people to lead a faith-driven life. And we'll hear from one of our deacons about his love for playing Santa Claus and how he tries to bring hope to children.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
The Word Made Clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello, I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
Join us next week. We'll have Deacon James Norman and Valerie Jennings to explain more to us the process and renew our church, or renew my church, within the Archdiocese. Join us next week, same time, same station, for some great information on how that's going in Vicariate 6. So, Father Andrew, yes, the church is moving into a new era and a new reality. With Renew My Church. Have you learned what grouping you'll be in?
Yes, I'm with St. Anselm, St. Elizabeth, and Corpus Christi.
Okay. And have you guys started meeting already, and what's going on there?
Well, you know, we have Father Anthony from Corpus Christi. He did a retreat for our church, and he did an excellent job. But I understand it, and I think it makes sense. It's not sustainable right now to have a lot of churches with 10, 20 people in it. So I get it. I understand it. It's about sustainability, and I think it'll make the church stronger.
I hope so. Yeah.
Right, right. It's just like we don't have to be afraid of this change, because this change can be a positive thing. For the community, for the church. We just have to realize who we are and whose we are. And you quoted, you quoted, Deacon, the Second Chronicles 7:14. The bottom line, it says, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land." So it's all about us being in tune with God and working for the kingdom of God.
What a great answer. You know, and it also says that all things happen for the good.
Yes.
For those who love and serve the Lord, and they are called according to his purpose.
Exactly.
So we do have an opportunity to turn this into a positive. In fact, it is a positive, because we're not sitting on our hands just letting things crumble around us.
Right.
You know, I think we have to be a little creative, though. You know, I had Bishop Perry in here last week and was sharing with him an idea. And that is, you know, there are some churches out there that are going to be vacant. Maybe you take Zacchaeus' house and, you know, reconstruct it in one of these churches.
You know what, Deacon, we have to be creative. That's an excellent point. We have to think outside of the box.
Yeah, and then you can expand your ministry. You can expand your services. You know, in the example I use, St. Felicitas, being in a neighborhood, you know, not having much parking, you know, when you consider the grouping that we're about to form here, or that's already been formed, you know, we're down to decision time now, but there's not going to be sufficient parking for the three churches, you know, if we were to do that for St. Felicitas. And I might be speaking above myself and someone might call me afterwards, but the bottom line is that that's a huge church. And how are you going to sell that, you know, or utilize it with those things in mind? So something that could really benefit the community even more so would be something like this shelter that Zacchaeus Houses has been known for, in addition to, you know, you can add some additional services in there.
That's true.
So, yeah, just something to think about, you know. And I
totally agree.
And that's part of the positive that you're talking about. We have to be creative. And like you said, let God work through us, you know.
Right. I realize I'm just listening to you, Deacon. It's when you think about this, the Renew My Church, I get that people will be hurt and crushed, because people have really, I mean, they have given so much time and devotion to their particular parishes. So when you say, okay, I'm going to close this particular parish, it hurts. I get it. I really do get it. And right. I understand it, and I pray for the people. But I also pray that we have truer understanding of what's going on, that we have to be more welcoming. Sometimes we can be territorial, and we cannot have that mindset when we move towards this Renew My Church and these mergers. We have to be thinking in the mind of Christ to love one another. So I just pray for that spirit. But I understand the pain, and I understand the frustration, because it's like a loss, because the people, those are their parishes. They've been there many years, and I get it, and I respect that, and I pray for them.
Father Drew, you know, yeah. And I'm in agreement with you, but, you know, I think sometimes we miss the mark. We lose right. our focus. I've been at St. Felicitas since second grade.
Okay.
So if anybody has a reason to be upset or right. in despair or feelings of abandonment or whatever, you know, I certainly could feel that way. I've been there as long as anybody.
Okay.
But the thing is, St. Felicitas is not the church.
Okay, right. That's right. Excellent point, Deacon.
The church is in me. I'm the church. Mm-hmm. And so wherever yes. I go, the church goes with me. And
right.
and people miss that point. And as much as I would probably miss St. Felicitas, I'm not going to let that drag me down. I'm not going to let it, you know, turn into a negative. I'm going to be positive about it. And wherever God sends me, I will go.
That's excellent, Deacon. And the thing, when I think about it, I went to Atlanta. I studied at Candler School of Theology. I studied at a Protestant seminary before I went to back to the Catholic seminary, and I went to Mount St. Mary's in Emmitsburg, Maryland, before I went to the Mundelein. But you said it best. I mean, the church is the church. I mean, wherever you go, you know, you understand the Mass. Wherever you go, the church is the church. So you can be in Atlanta, you can be in Chicago, you can be in Rome. The church is still the church. And we have to remember that we are one in the Spirit and one in the Lord.
Well, you know, that's what Catholic means. It means universal.
Right.
And I you know, maybe it's just me, and I know it's not just me, but I don't care where I go. You know, I feel mm-hmm. like I'm at home. I told you guys
that's
that
right.
a week or so ago. You know, I feel like I'm at home when I'm at Holy Angels. But
that's right.
That doesn't change when I go to St. Albie.
Right.
Or exactly. St. Joachim.
Exactly. I totally agree with you, Deacon. I totally agree.
Well, I just hope that people get that message, because, you know, when you were saying territorial, I immediately saw people holding on to their pews, you know.
Right.
They're seating in the pews. And, I mean, yeah, we do have a comfort level that we obtain, you know, going to the same place over the years, but we have to detach ourselves from some of these things and really put our efforts in where the value belongs.
That's true.
And you said it. I mean, it's prayer and it's focusing, especially during this Advent season. It's time mm-hmm. for us to focus on the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
So Father Drew, we have approximately about a minute or so left. If you had a crystal ball, what would you mm-hmm. what would you like to see the church look like in, say, 10 years?
Wow, that's a powerful question. I'd like to see the church. I believe the church is doing a good job and reaching out to the people and trying to get the message of the good news out. But I believe that I would like to see the church and the community do more to lift up the disenfranchised.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I would like. You know, to lift up the people, to make it a more equitable society and world, because we have the resources to do it.
Amen, Father Drew.
Yeah,
and if
yeah,
there was
yeah.
ever an answer for that question, you just said it. And when you said uplift the people, guess who we're talking about? The church.
Okay. That's right.
The church.
That's right.
Lift up the church. So as yeah. we head out, Father Drew, give us a blessing, please, so that our listeners can go on about the rest of their day with a blessing.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, good and gracious God, we thank you for one another. We thank you for the church. And we definitely know that we are living in difficult times in this Advent season. We pray for peace. We pray for love. And we pray for hope. And we bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Drew. You enjoy
you,
your
Deacon
day.
John. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I enjoyed it.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother. Is my brother Father Sackowitz down there?
Not right now, no.
Not okay, but give him love for me. That's one of my teachers. Okay.
I will do.
Okay.
Okay.
Deacon. Okay, brother. All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life.